right, so Rosa, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Dalet, but let's just go back to page Kuf Gimel, the bottom section there. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, the Mechaber was speaking about the idea that man has two aspects of his identity. There's solitary man, which essentially he described as Adam HaRishon when he was first created, and social man, which represents Adam HaRishon with all of his social interactions, Chava, his children, then ultimately the rest of humanity. And Mechaber was telling us that the important thing in life is to be able to possess both of these identities, to be able to know when to be social man and solitary man. Specifically, he's focusing on solitary man as an ability to withdraw a little bit when there are negative social interactions. Sometimes if something negative happens to me through another, so what I ultimately have to try to do is to go ahead and withdraw a little bit into myself so as to avoid some of that negativity. So he writes the following. This section is Lehismaki B'masha Oskim. We have to learn to focus on what it is that we are doing. So the Mechaber writes the following. He says, Nikach Dugma Pshuta Michaya Hayomim. Let's give a simple example from day-to-day life as to what the meaning of focus is. So he says, Adam Yoshev Ubodik Es Cheshbonos HaBank Shalom. A person is sitting down and checking his bank statements. Daf Achare Daf. Page after page. Berikus Ubitshumas Leiv. With incredible concentration. Liado Mutsav Machshir Telephone. Vegam Machshir HaPamaphone Shalom Zamin. So what does he have on him on the table right next to him? He has his phone. He has his cell phone. And what happens? In beemtza bedikas hacheshbonos, yitzaltzal ha-telefon b'hu ya'aneh, chol ha-cheshbon yoved lo. If in the middle of doing his bank statements, he goes out and decides to answer the phone, so what's going to happen? He'll lose out on the entire process. He chol ha-cheshbon yoved lo, yitzach la-haschel mikol ha-kol me-haschel lo. If he goes ahead and he interrupts what he's doing for the phone call, so again, it's not the end of the world. He's going to have to start again. He's going to lose his concentration. Now, we'll say, remember, what he's using this mashal for is the following. That what the checking of the bank statements represents in its own unique way is living in the world of solitary man. Living in the world of solitary man, being by myself. Again, this is not a spiritual process that he's describing over here, but being by myself versus answering the phone, which represents what? Which represents social man, living in the social world. So he says, in order for a person to become habituated in living in his own world, and again, in practicing the art of solitary man, alav lahachlit, he has to decide the following. Now I'm involved in my bank statements. Lo afsik b'shum ofen ad she'esayim. I'm going to make a conscious decision not to stop until I finish. Imishu yiskasher achshav. If somebody calls me now, you know what? She'ichak yeshtei dakot. He'll wait 2 minutes for me to call him back. I love lehisragel lekach shekishu osem mashu imatzmo daka shtayim shalosh dakos. Who turn the page? Who lo chayiv lihios zamin b'chorera? A person has to become accustomed to the idea of Osai that when I am doing something, page kuftal at the top, I don't have to be available at every single moment. Sof kol sof lo medubar b'sicha d'chufa. Obviously not talking about an important conversation. For important conversations, of course, we make ourselves available whenever that may be. So we'll say, again, just understand, the Mechaber is not coming to teach us the importance of reconciling your bank statement at the end of the month. That's not his lesson. His lesson over here is the concept of focus. The concept of focus. And the truth is, we'll see, this is one of the hardest things for us to do. To focus on what it is that I'm doing and to shut everything else out. To say, what I'm doing right now, this is important. This is important, and therefore everything else should wait. Nachon, yachol lomar, you could always say, lo nora, ma ze mishane, aschiles echeshmon pam nosefes. The truth is, a person could say, you know what, I'm going to answer the phone. What's the big deal? I'll start the bank reconciliation again. A person could say that. Ach zu lo hagisha nachona, but this is not the right approach to life. Shekein bitzura kazu hu lo misragel afilu lasheves v'lachshov im atzmo im anakudas ha-ma'asis sha'alav la'asos. Because what happens? They'll say, if you're going to be answering the phone, it's not just the fact that you're going to have to start over and over again. What else is it? It's also about the idea that a person is not really focusing on what it is that he's doing. Nadish. Einenu medabrim adayin al ruchnius. We're not talking about spiritual matters right now. Anu medabrim al olam ha-ma'aseh ha-gashmi ha-muchlat. We're talking now just about the pure physical world. Le'isragel she'kisha'oskim b'davar sha'afsaka bo mahaveh hafra lomar rega ke'is eneni zamin u'mishetzarech osi shi'amten ma'at. We're not talking about spiritual matters. We're speaking about the idea that when you do something, focus on it. Focus on it. And if somebody calls you, call them back in a few minutes. Mahu ha'omek she'beher. Go listen to this. So if a person becomes habituated in this, we'll say, and a person learns the art of focus, and when a person is doing something, they close out everything else, something amazing comes out from this. You're not just going to get the 2 extra minutes of the bank reconciliation. Ke'es im klum milvat hadover. If when a person gets into this process, they will realize they'll learn the art of focus. That whatever I'm doing in life, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm focusing on, and everything else takes a back seat. He says, "Beloshon pshuta nikra davar ze mikud." In a simpler way, mikud rabosa means focus. This simply is called focus. Lehismakid b'masha oskim. To focus on what I am doing. Yeshno adam hamachzik shnei pelefonim, ve'ono l'shnei bo zmanis. Sometimes people walk around with 2 cell phones, and they answer both of them. Ve'lo ot, ela sheba'oso zman mamish, hu mambit b'masach shemulo. So we'll say there are some people, they've got 2 phones, they're speaking at both of them at once, and in the middle of all that, they're also working on the paperwork that's right in front of them. They're also spending quality time with their kids. They're doing all the things at once. Look at the director of us. This is amazing. V'harei, afilu maloch lo yochol la'asos shtei shlichios. I will say, quote some Amar Chazal that says, even a maloch can't do 2 things at once. If a maloch can't do 2 things at once, then alachas kama v'kama, neither can we. Rabbi said, we can do 2 things at once, but the truth is usually we're doing 2 things poorly at once. Kinira shus alalam ma'alam ikach. So apparently a person is able to answer 2 cell phones and also work on whatever is going on their desk. Apparently he's even higher than a maloch. We live in a world where everything is in constant movement. Pa'am, listen to this, so profound. Ben Adam Hayu Garbik Farshlo. Used to be a person who lived in his village. Baboker who yotze elas derachal hamor. In the morning I'd get up, I'd get on my donkey, go to my field. Shoha sham ada erev ukimat lo pagash nefesh chayo. I'd bless you. I'd get up in the morning, go on my donkey, God bless you, go out to my field. And what happened? I'd spend my day working in my field. Bless you. And I would not see anyone for the rest of the day. Hayom chayenu misnalim bitzura hafucha legamri. Today, our lives are dramatically different. Hazminus l'chol davar mamish no rais. Pam, lifnei shloshim shana. Listen to this, Jose, it's also interesting. Im la'adam haya overdraft, the bank. If a person was an overdraft in the bank, what would happen? Habank, Jose, it's also, he's talking, you know, he's, obviously, the mechaber is Israeli. So, you know, in Israel, in many, so overdraft is a built-in function. So it used to be that, because he says if a person went ahead and had overdraft in the bank, habank lo yochol lehiskasher lehodia lo alkach. So what happened? The bank wouldn't be able to go ahead and get in touch with you. Right? How would the bank get in touch with you? B'harbi min abatim lohayo telefonim. Many homes didn't have telephones. And if you wanted a phone line, sometimes you had to wait years for a line. Zu historia lo rechoka. That's history that's not so far behind us. Overdraft. So he says, at least the person had a week of quiet before the notice from the bank actually reached them. Hayom miyad adam zamin. Today, we're all, zamin literally means we're all, what's the right word?
Available.
Available. Today we're all of everybody's in a constant state of availability. Mazikim oso b'chol shah. Where people call out to us at all times. Umerov lachatz u'kvar lo yoshin b'layla. And what happens? That's why we have a lot of insomnia. Right? People can't sleep at night because everybody is on call. We have lost this ability to live solitary lives. Now, again, both remember, we've lost the ability to become solitary men. It's important for people to be able to withdraw a little bit and to live in their own world. We've lost that. We're not talking about ruchnius here. Al anoshim hamarimim pelefonim b'soch k'di atfila v'loch hashim l'soch hapumis nu. So he says, you know what we have today? You can't even daven. People can't even daven by themselves. What happens? People lift up, people answer their telephone in the middle of davening, but they're very frum. So they won't talk. And so all they say is, nu, right? Baruch shamar, yishtashrei. You know, but why? Why? Meaning, why have we lost this ability not to answer the phone? Again, he's not so important as most. Obviously, sometimes people have responsibilities, and all right, the responsibilities calling. We're talking about just stam people. We've lost the ability to be solitary man. We're not talking about religious matters over here. We're not talking about spirituality. We're talking about a very simple yisod, a difficult yisod, but a simple yisod, which is what they're both saying, that a person has to learn how to be alone with themselves. A person has to learn, and what this means for our purposes now is to focus on whatever it is that you're doing and to realize that whatever it is that you're doing for you right now, that's the most important thing. So if it's at work, then it's at work. And if it's in shul, it's in shul. And if it's with your family, it's with your family. That a person has to say, whatever I'm doing now, this is the most important thing. And everything else can wait. If we don't, and again, nothing to do with ruchnius. If I don't master that ability, then my ability to be solitary man and withdraw into myself at certain moments is compromised. Also, you know, this is so complicated in the day and age in which we live. Because as he's saying over here, and I venture to say it's worse since he wrote this sefer, which is just we always have to be available. You know, there's a new etiquette today that also, you know, I found this interesting, that if somebody sends you an email and they don't hear back from you within what they consider to be an appropriate amount of time, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So now I notice people will text you to make sure that you received their email. You know, leave me alone. I'm not talking to them. Steven, stop it. No, I'm saying, you know, this is sort of that we all have to be on call for each other. Obviously, some people do, but at every single moment, it's conditioned. And remember, this, we're not talking about like a major essential stuff over here. Often it's just narishkeit. It's just, but again, this idea that we've lost the ability to be solitary men because we are so overwhelmed by the nature of social man. All right, so we'll pick up over here in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.
Your emails are always important.
Thank you.